That's right. So I'm jumping to us, our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 26th of July. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 811, the Battle of Pliska took place. The Byzantine Emperor Nikephoros I was killed and his heir seriously wounded in one of the worst defeats ever experienced by the Byzantines. They brought it on themselves, however, spending so much time having attacked and plundered the Bulgar city of Pliska that the Bulgarians had plenty of time to block passes in the Balkan Mountains to trap them when it was time to leave. Using ambush and surprise night attacks, the Bulgarians annihilated the Byzantine army and their emperor. After the final battle, the leader of the Bulgarians, Khan Krum, encased Nikephoros' skull in silver and used it as a cup for wine drinking. So at least he got a nice conversation piece out of the whole ordeal. 1469, as part of the Wars of the Roses, the Battle of Edgecote Moor, pitting the forces of Richard Neville, the 16th Earl of Warwick, against those of Edward IV of England, took place. The first recorded women's cricket match took place near Guildford, England, on July 26 in 1745. 1775, the office that would later become the United States Post Office Department was established by the Second Continental Congress. Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania took office as the Postmaster General. 1803, the Surrey Iron Railway, arguably the world's first public railway, opened in South London. The short-lived Republic of Stellaland was founded in Southern Africa on July 26 in 1882. As part of World War II, in 1944, the Red Army entered Lviv, a major city in western Ukraine, capturing it from the Nazis. Only 300 Jews survived out of 160,000 living Lviv prior to occupation. 300 from 160,000. Also in 1945, the Potsdam Declaration, or the Proclamation Defining Terms for Japanese Surrender, was signed in Potsdam, Germany. And on the same day, the HMS Vestal was the last British Royal Navy ship to be sunk in the war. Australia announced it would send troops to the Korean War on today's date in 1950. 1953, Fidel Castro led an unsuccessful attack on the Moncada Barracks, thus beginning the Cuban Revolution. The movement took the name of the date, the 26th of July movement. SYNCOM 2, the world's first geosynchronous satellite, was launched from Cape Canaveral on a Delta B booster on today's date in 1963. In India, 2005, Mumbai received 99.5 centimetres of rain, almost a full metre of rain, within 24 hours, resulting in floods that killed over 5,000 people. And finally, in 2016, Hillary Clinton became the first female nominee for President of the United States by a major political party at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Of course, we'd be a lot more pumped if we didn't know how that one turned out.
And his name was Jimi Hendrix, yeah. Jimi Hendrix.
Some famous birthdays for us as well. George Bernard Shaw, born 1856. Stanley Kubrick, 1928. John Howard, the oldest living former Australian PM, is 80 this morning. Happy birthday, Johnny. Helen Mirren is 74. Sandra Bullock, 55. Jason Statham, 52. Kate Beckinsale, 46. And New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is 39 this morning. Very happy birthday, Jacinda. And some famous musos for us as well. Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones is 76 this morning. Drummer Roger Taylor, 70. Wayne Krantz of Steely Dan, 63. Samuel Beam, a.k.a. Iron and Wine, is 45. Dave Baksh of Sum 41, 39. We're going in on this one today.
Oh, can't you sing it? I said chocolate cone.
This track going out to funk and soul singer Betty Davis. 74 this morning, not the one with the famous eyes, I should point out. One of the most influential voices, though, of the funk era. One time wife of Miles Davis was apparently too young and wild for poor old Miles, but was part of the inspiration behind his album, Bitches Brew. Going out on FUNK from her 1975 album, Nasty Gal, Betty Davis, This Day in History, 2SER.